In the news this morning, ANZ shareholder demands house sale information. Consumer confidence under threat, says an economic forecaster. And I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Vocal ANZ shareholder and KiwiSaver provider Simplicity is demanding more information about the sale of an Auckland property by the ANZ Bank to its former chief executive, and he's threatening legal action if it isn't forthcoming. The KiwiSaver company has written to the bank this week asking for a copy of the independent valuation for a house sold to David Hisco's family in 2017. Well, ANZ bought the property in 2011 for $7.5 million, but sold it to the Hisco family for $6.9 million, and that was below the capital value at that time of $10.7 million. Simplicity's managing director, Sam Stubbs, says more information about the sale must be disclosed because it's involved shareholders and KiwiSaver money.
The vast majority of the 2.9 million KiwiSavers will own shares in the ANZ. And this property was bought and sold using shareholder funds. So this is shareholders' money we're talking about here. And the nature of the transaction appears to be highly suspicious. In the first instance, we didn't find out about it from the ANZ, even though we believe they have a legal obligation to tell shareholders, but they didn't. So we found out about it from the media. And then secondly, the sale price is well below the quotable value price at the time. And it's below the price at which the ANZ purchased the house for Mr. Hisco's family to use 6 years previously. So it's all very, very, very suspicious.
That's Sam Stubbs of Simplicity. Well, stagnating labour market, slowing housing market might be enough to send households into hibernation. Economics consultancy Infometrics says consumer confidence is brittle and might deteriorate markedly in the next 6 to 12 months. It says neither further interest rate cuts by the Reserve Bank nor government spending will do much to give the economy a boost. Infometrics chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan says households are already under pressure and the slide in consumer confidence will see spending cut back.
We've been through some very good economic times between 2013 and 2017, but since the start of last year, I think things have been slowly deteriorating across the economy, and it's started off with businesses, and now you're sort of seeing the flow-on effects coming through and impacting on households, and I think people will take a more cautious approach with their spending.
The general feeling is, though, that the Reserve Bank is going to possibly cut the official cash rate perhaps as early as next month. Is that going to provide any help here, do you think?
No, I mean, we've seen very little effect from the Reserve Bank's interest rate cut that they pushed through in May. We've seen floating mortgage rates dip by about 10 basis points, and fixed rates have come down, but they've sort of come down before the Reserve Bank actually made their move, and I'm not sure whether a further cut in the OCR will have much of an effect on those fixed rates. But
that's Infometrics chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan talking to Kim Savage. Fonterra says it will need a range of alternative fuels to replace the coal it currently uses. The cooperative is speeding up the phasing out of coal, which provides about 40% of its energy, and is promising no new coal-fired boilers or any increase in coal used. And it's committing to be net zero carbon by 2050. Chief Operating Officer for Global Operations Robert Spurway says the company's investing in biofuels and other clean energy technology to meet its zero carbon goal.
We've actually built a lot of confidence in the work we've done on electrification and on the use of biomass. To achieve our target of net zero by 2050, it really is going to rely on a move away, not just from coal, but fossil fuels in total. So we're really quite pleased around the progress we've made on those alternatives to both gas and coal.
To what extent have you made investment in these alternative technologies? Are you a consumer of them, or are you also a producer of new technologies?
Ultimately, we are a customer of the energy sector, but given our scale, we are investing in that. We want to make sure that alternatives to coal on our path towards the carbon net zero carbon by 2050 are sustainable, economic, and reliable. So in that respect, we're investing in efficiency measures on our sites, but also making sure that the technology can be used at our site. So that's the component of investment that we make.
That's Robert Spurway of Fonterra talking to Nona Peltier. New Zealand companies are underreporting cyber attacks, and it's undermining financial services sector in more ways than one. Industry group Fintech NZ says nearly 1,000 people have reported being hacked in the past quarter, but it believes it's just the tip of the iceberg, as hackers and scammers have become far more sophisticated. It says the reports involve unauthorised access to business and personal email accounts across the country. Fintech NZ's general manager, James Brown, says the bigger question is how many attacks aren't being reported, considering only 6% of companies have adequate security processes in place. He says the lack of disclosure undermines the integrity of the financial services sector, and it makes it more difficult to fight cybercrime.
The hackers are so sophisticated now, they don't have to target individual companies anymore. They can just do a blanket, and where they find those holes, they'll then dig a little bit deeper.
So what you're saying is that by reporting hacks, the industry is stronger?
Absolutely, yeah, because we can start to then uncover where some of those early weaknesses actually are, and we can come together then as a collective and, more importantly, actually collaborate where some of this technology can be made available to, you know, what I would consider startup SME type organizations for little cost, so therefore it's not prohibitive, and actually start to lift the whole security across the financial services sector here in New Zealand.
That's James Brown, General Manager of Fintech NZ. 3 minutes to seven, business on Morning Report. Let's catch up on the markets now. And Wall Street, it's a bit confusing. About 15 minutes ago, it was down about 80 points, a quarter of a percentage point. But I turned my back and then I turned my face to the screen and it's down just 3 points. So it's obviously having a bit of an improvement in sentiment there. Mainly results coming through from companies are matching expectations. Our own top 50 index doing quite well, though. It rebounded 86 points yesterday, more than 0.75%. A record close, 741. On the currency front, the US dollar seems to be softer across the board, mainly because of concerns about what might happen with further interest rate cuts or with a further interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. So the Kiwi currently trading at 67.7 US cents. That's a 3 month high. 95.9 Australian. 54.1 British pence. That's a 7 month high. 0.601 euro. 72.8 Japanese yen. And 4.66 yuan. Brent crude oil is down $1.90, that's 3%, $61.80 US dollars a barrel. And gold is up $7, $1,433 US dollars an ounce, and that's getting close to six-year highs. So risk all around the market, and a few nerves about trade wars and the effect on company earnings, as well as possible interest rate cuts around the world. So that's business for now. I'll be back around 8:30, up though. Those numbers for you.